from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
The House is wrapping up a vote tonight on a key procedural step tied to the Big Beautiful Bill. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert cast the final vote after more than 6 hours of delay. If it holds up, it'll clear the way for a vote to begin debate on the sweeping GOP megabill. Sean Diddy Combs will remain locked up until his sentencing on prostitution-related charges set for this fall. Kristen Marks has more.
The judge ordered all sides to return to court on October 3rd, but noted it could change if Diddy's team argues to meet earlier than that. The judge denied the hip-hop mogul bail Wednesday, calling him a danger to others, noting his tendency toward violence, as displayed in that infamous hotel video showing the beating of his ex, Cassie Ventura. The defense had argued Diddy be released because the jury acquitted him of the more serious charges of racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking. Prosecutors are seeking a 4 to 5 year prison sentence.
Kristen Marks reporting. Brian Koberger has officially pleaded guilty to fatally stabbing 4 college students in Idaho. In a Boise court today, Koberger sat motionless while he accepted a plea deal that takes the death penalty off the table for the 2022 murders. He only spoke the single words yes and no as the judge went through the plea. Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell is offering the latest assessment to the future of Iran's nuclear program after U.S. strikes.
I think we're thinking probably closer to 2 years, like degraded their program by 2 years.
Last weekend, the International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran could be enriching uranium in a matter of months. At least 2 people are injured and 7 unaccounted for after a warehouse full of fireworks exploded in Northern California. It happened early Tuesday evening, rocking the town of Esparto, about 40 miles north of Sacramento. I'm Brian Shook.
Okay, fast.
Check on New Jersey fast traffic.
They cleared that wreck from the ramp from 280 to the northbound Parkway in East Orange, so better news there. Parkway South continues to have construction work in that area, 144 down to 143. Northbound, still slow in Toms River, 80 up toward 83. 2 right lanes are closed for repairs. That's been the slowest stretch of the Parkway. You've got some roving Monmouth County work, too, as well. Southbound in the locals, anywhere from 114 to the Asbury Tolls, you might see it. And there's some northbound work at 100 as well. No delay there. 78 eastbound, seeing a tap of the brakes in Bethlehem. Construction, it looks like, just east of exit 7 if you want to hop on 173, but it's not a huge delay. Then farther east, the ramp to 287 north is still very slow because of construction work. We've got some delays entering New Jersey at the Walt Whitman Bridge. Could be Phillies traffic. And then south on the 42 freeway, beware, there is construction work from 295 on down to 55 in Deptford. You're down to a lane and it is jammed. They're closing 3 lanes upstairs at the George. 15-minute delays. Cars and buses head to that lower level instead. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
Do you have bad credit?
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It'll be humid overnight with a mostly clear sky. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. Then during the day on Thursday, mostly sunny. There will be some clouds mixing in during the afternoon, and we could have a late day or early evening thunderstorm in spots, which could bring locally damaging wind gusts, highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Then the sky clears later Thursday night, lows 60 to 65, and some fantastic weather for the 4th of July on Friday. Lots of sunshine with very low humidity for early July, highs in the low 80s. I'm Brian Thompson.
New Jersey temperature, it's 75.